This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Illinois Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its Illinois Veterinary Education and Training Loan Program, or IVET. Loans are available to students attending any accredited college of veterinary medicine in the U.S. The program loans up to $40,000 to as many as 3 veterinary students each year. Loans are made over a period of 2 to 3 years, and IVET awards recipients a $1,500 stipend during their 4th year in school to help pay expenses associated with clinical rotations. Loans are repaid over a 5-year period, during which graduates must commit to working in a food animal practice that services Illinois livestock producers. Applications are due May 1st and can be found on ilfb.org/IVET. The selection committee will interview applicants in the spring of 2018 at the IAA building in Bloomington. Successful applicants will be notified by mail. The Illinois Farm Bureau established IVET in 2005, and since then, the organization has awarded more than $430,000 to 20 veterinary students who focus on caring for food animals in Illinois. Well, the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives and the National Grain and Feed Association are both in favor of a legislative proposal that would fix an unintended consequence of the Republican tax overhaul. The changes to tax law give huge tax breaks to farmers who sell their goods to cooperatives over other types of businesses. Politico says congressional leaders want the fix to be included in the fiscal 2018 spending package, which has to pass by March 23rd. However, it's not clear if Democrats are willing to allow any tax provisions to be included in the bill. Over 100 contentious riders to the bill are said to be in play as Democrats push for a clean spending package. The co-op fix would repeal the tax law change that gave farmers a 20% deduction from their gross sales by selling to co-ops, and it would restore the tax benefits that co-ops and their farmers enjoyed under the old tax code, known as the Section 199 deduction for manufacturers, which Republicans repealed in the new tax law. The proposed fix would be retroactive to January 1st in order to negate any perceived gains as a result of what Republican lawmakers admitted is an error. It would allow farmers selling to co-ops to claim a 20% deduction on net business income. And speaking of co-ops, Hamel Co-op Grain Company hosted their spring grain marketing meeting in Alhambra this week. One of the speakers was senior grain merchandiser for Bungie SCF Grain, Doug Renaud. Doug and I talked about his relationship with the co-op and what movement we can expect to see in the grain markets.
Hamel Co-op's one of my customers. We've had them ever since we started working. Since I started working here about 6 years ago. Did business with Hamel Co-op 15, 16, 17 years ago when I worked down the street. And they're a great co-op. They're a good group of people. I know the board members there. They are very, very hard workers. I can remember one time I stopped by there several years ago and they were out helping work on a grain bin out there.
Yes, so well, great group of guys and farmers, and I enjoy our relationship with Hamel Co-op through the radio station. Doug, you have been in the grain business for a number of years.
Yeah, I started when I was 18 years old. I won't say what year that was, not a long time ago. I've been in the business for 45 years, so I grew up in the co-op system for about 25 years and got into terminal elevators about 2001, so I've been working for terminal elevators since then. I've been at Bungie here, Bungie SCF Fairmont City, since we started the company here in May the 29th of 2012.
All right, so you've got years of experience then. You know all the answers?
Well, I don't know about all the answers, but I'll sure listen to the guys if they have something to talk about, try to do the best I can to help them with their situation in the marketing.
Sounds good. Doug, I wanted to ask you a couple questions related to grain markets. The first one, since you're working near St. Louis, obviously the Mississippi River, a couple weeks ago when we had all of those rains, I read some things that was kind of affecting transportation on the river. Has that pretty much been cleared up?
Yes, really. When we got all those rains, nobody likes to have that much rain all at one time. At the same point in time, we need water in the river, and just before that, the river was really too low for us to load at full draft. So since that had happened, of course, we had to go through a little warp there for a while, but since that happened, we've been able to load at full draft, and, you know, the river's starting to fall out again, so we still have to maintain, you know, some water in the river as much as possible.
Well, good to hear that things are operating smoothly again. As far as markets go and market trends, you being a merchandiser, can you give us an update? What's the outlook like? We've had depressed prices, you know, looking into 2018. Any things that you can tell farmers looking ahead at the markets?
Well, you know, we're in a carry market. A lot of the young farmers today and a lot of the young merchandisers today have not seen this type of a carry in their careers. I've seen it several times, and of course, I was used to a carry market for most of my career. And then in the last 8-9 years, we've had a lot of inverted markets. Right now, there's a pretty good carry from now through the summer. So a lot of the guys that if you need money, you've got to move the grain, of course. But we do have a real good carry right now from now through July, both in soybeans and corn. So we're kind of watching that. We've got guys selling into that carry, which, you know, I mean, we've got a decent number that they can sell that for in those later months.
Well, that definitely sounds like some good news. I hear all of these conversations about trade around the world. How does that affect what you do at Bunge? Are you having conversations? Are you guys nervous, or are you just kind of rolling with it and waiting to see what happens?
Well, I'm not sure what we guys are doing, but I can tell you that it's going to be what it is. I really don't think at this point in time we haven't seen any drastic number changes because of any embargoes or anything like that. Actually, you know, our market is pretty stable. I mean, we have a hungry world, and we've got to feed that world. You know, where we're going to go from here, I don't know. There's always that unknown factor, and that's basically what we're seeing right now is just the unknown factor of what's going to happen. I hope that we can get everything ironed out and get everything stable and back to where we want it to be. But actually, we do have some pretty decent markets now, especially in the new crop. We've got some really good customers, and I'm sure every farmer out there has sold into this better market. You know, I mean, we've got beans above $10, corn above $4 out in the January slot, and that's where a lot of guys sell. They put a lot of their stuff away and deliver it after the first of the next year.
Doug, anything that I've missed that's on your mind or you'd like to say to farmers that are listening while you have the chance, whether it's a piece of advice or just any thoughts that you have on your mind?
Well, not really. The only thing is, if you don't have whoever you market your grain through, I guess the main thing is to always have your offers in with your whoever you sell your grain to. If you're looking for 450 corn, have your offer in there. Don't wait for it to get to 450 because there'll be enough guys sell it that it'll pacify the market and drop it back down. But any type of offer that you have for corn, soybeans, you should have that in with your whoever you market your grain through.
Doug Renaud, Senior Grain Merchandiser for Bunge SCF Grain. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.